From the beer with a flow so cold, little flow Joe know. Sound like the blow did back in the 90s when I sold to the geeked out hoes. Must be the reason my flow so dope. Not dope, many coke, but dope, many dope. What's that killer? Y'all niggas don't know. So, school's in session, let's go. Dope shit get you sent if I break that bullshit coke, just get you 24. Like my nigga told y'all niggas back in 96, the gift 24.0 and a 4.6, and you're on my dick. Pause, get up off the polo draw. Y'all, I ain't seen a rapper on this code 187 since above the law, okay? Nigga with an attitude like Easy, Ren, Dre, and a young O'Shea, okay? Fuck that punk ass. Block, he got on the block, I'ma hit him with the tape, okay? Had a nigga singing like Michelle, had a nigga listen like JJ Fad, did a nigga dead like JJ Dad. Damn, damn, James, why you made me mad? Shit, goddamn, I go ham, I go off, the gun go blam, I go in, I go hard, I go stupid, oh my god. I'ma even when I ain't saying shit. Got AK wordplay, might put a pause in your life just like a comma, bitch.
Man, bro, the Falcons ain't going to lose, bro. I mean, they ain't going to lose, bro. My bad. They going to lose to the Giants, bro. Eli Manning, MVP, bro. Turn up, bro. Julio Jones suck, bro. I kiss Julio Jones' mama, bro. Peace out, bro. Bye.
Turn up, nigga. Turn up.
Is that Future?
Oh, shit. All right, kid. We get it. We was wrong, man. Yeah, the Falcons. You was wrong, too, though, technically, because... Julio Jones, they had shit to do with it. Wow. All right, man. Yo, let's listen to the next joint, man.
The Atlanta Falcons will lose to the Giants. The Giants defense is too crazy.
Okay, man. Carter, well, how you feel about that? You still think the Giants would have got them?
Nah, since the Giants took an L terribly, I don't think that they would even been able to handle Atlanta, even though that the Saints put up a ton of numbers on them. I don't even want to talk about it. Let's move on to the next voicemail. All
right, for sure.
All right, so y'all asked me the Falcons are going to stay undefeated. I think they will. The Saints defense is just crappy. I don't even know what to say. And the rest of their schedule is just easy. The Giants, like you said in your video, is the biggest challenge that they'll really have. And that's in the Georgia Dome, so... they have some great hardcore fans. I think they're going to win it.
See, somebody that feel the same way that we feel. But, Carter, what do we have for him? A consolation prize, right?
Yeah, man. I'm sorry. You want a cookie?
Hancock.
What, boy?
Bad guys?
What, you want a cookie? Fell out my face.
Asshole.
All three of us was wrong, man. I'm sorry, man. We tried. But I guess
I know, man. We was on the same accord, man. We both thought the Saints was just going to drop the ball. We thought the Giants was going to be their main challenge. Everything my man said, co-sign all the way, man. Unfortunately, all three of us was wrong, man. So, like Carter said, you get a cookie, and we're going to move on to the next V-mail.
Hey, what's up, man? The Falcons going to lose, dude. They about to get beat by the Giants. The Giants is too good for them, man. That's all, man.
Got the Giants fan in the building talking about these.
I know, man. That's all, man.
Where the Saints fans at, man?
Like, where are the Saints fans? Like, nobody thought the Saints was gonna do it. They just like Giants, baby, Giants all day, yeah, all day, okay. Every day. All right, let's see what the next caller had to say.
Yo, Jerry, this one of our five King Carter fans. I follow you to explain to you why the Falcons are not going to go undefeated and what is going to happen to them in the playoffs.
Hit
me up in my number. 267.
Hold up, bro. We don't want your number.
That's not the way it worked, though.
Like, why you
he's like, yo, if you want to know my opinion, you can reach me at bloop, 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 bloop. No, sir, man. The voicemail is for you to share your thoughts there, man. Carter, are you going to be calling him to find out what his thoughts are?
Nah, man, it's too late. It's too late, man.
I think that's too much work, man. That's too much work, man. Carter, you got to put out videos, right?
Yeah, man. I got too much on my plate, man. You should have left it in the voicemail, man. Your voice would have been heard more. I'm sorry.
I know, man. Me and the ladies, dog. The ladies are not trying to get your number, man. We ain't even going to play that, dog. So yeah. I think we got one more V-mail. We did have somebody else that left a message, but you know, it was kind of distorted, man. Make sure y'all ain't got 100 kids running around in the background, man. I mean, if you on your babysitting duties, man, walk outside for a little bit. Make sure the stove is off so the kids don't burn that shit down. But man, we need to be able to hear what you saying, man. Your mama can't be telling you to do your homework in the background, okay?
Oh, Carl, man.
Anything you want to add before we play this last joint?
Man, all I got to say is pray for this guy.
Lord Jesus, help him.
Man, the media do got a big influence on them players, bro. They were talking about my man LeBron, bro. How he not clutch. And Stephen A. Smith, shut up, bro. I'll come to your house, I'll kiss you on the lips. But that's not the point right now. They be talking about LeBron. Now he ain't clutching and make him cry and stuff, bro. That ain't even right. That ain't even right. But I'm talking about my man LeBron, bro. That's that shit I don't like.
Paul, so homo.
Hold up. So we got Future and Chief Keef all bottled up into one dude. That's what you're saying right now. He said, turn up.
Turn up.
And that's that shit I don't like.
Hey, yo, man. Big ups to our supporters, man. The people that called in. Yo, it's all love. I tell y'all, man. Me and Carter, we love to listen to the voicemails, man. So if you didn't call in this last time, make sure you do this time. In case you forgot, make sure you go ahead and pull your phone out. The number to dial in is 313-744-3766. Now, y'all know what time it is. Carter, bring us in, yo.
Well, since I didn't get to say this before, what's going on, everybody? You already know who it is. It's me, IKC, my boy Up for Discussion in the building, Jay. We're about to get into the weekly blitz, the sports segment as a whole. But first off, we want to talk about last week's picks.
Let's do this.
All right. Coming in the commanding lead of last week, it was the tie.
Exactly, man. <Da-da-da-da>.
Yo, man, why we keep getting all these ties, man? Like, one of these days, we look, this week, our projections, we gotta go on like probably like what? 11 to 12. So like, I need to get these wins. I'm tired of getting these ties, man.
Hey, like, I mean, I feel the same way you feel about it, man. I mean, it wasn't like we voted on the same teams on every single matchup, man. We had a bunch of different ones. Some of them you won and some of them I won. And, you know, they kind of just made each other, you know, even themselves out. But, you know, what can you say, man? But I'm like you. I want to wear the crown, man. You got to wear the crown like two or three times. I only wore the crown once. So, yeah, I want to wear the crown. You know, put a little gold on my head. You know, do what I do.
Well, all right. Well, with that being said, let's get into the NFL schedule for this week. Let's do it. All right, y'all. It's week 11. The bye weeks for these teams are the Vikings, the Giants, the Seahawks, and the Titans. They have this week and able to, you know, get better for next week, get a game plan and going into their matchups. But the teams that are playing this week, we have the Thursday game, Dolphins at the Bills. One of the worst games of the week, period.
you just pretty much said FC nasty. Cause you don't care about Miami. Middle finger.
All that.
We ain't gonna get into all of that.
My cousin been a Bills fan for years, man. I keep telling him, just come over to the Eagles side, man. We doing a little bit better, I think.
You know what I'm saying? Make that transition, baby.
Yeah, that's all that matter. But, who you got?
Yo, man. I'm gonna have to go with the Dolphins, man. Like, I'm going with them.
Okay, I'm going with the Bills. You bet. I'll take that one.
Good. Hey, that works for me.
All right, well, since we doing this right here, since Green Bay is back now, you know, back to regular schedule programming, I'm going to take the Packers. You can take the Lions.
And I am. And as we say that, I'm watching the Pistons playing your Philadelphia 76ers.
Yo, don't
talk
about
it. Looks like we're about to pick up our first win.
Yo, this is crazy.
What? I wasn't supposed to get into that. I wasn't supposed to say nothing after you just took a shot at my Lions like that, though. You just thought I was going to be quiet.
Yo, I swear to God, though, I cannot believe the Pistons are upright big right now.
Yo, we got y'all niggas by that 20-piece, nigga, with no barbecue sauce or sweet and sour. I'm going to go with that. Honey mustard, nigga.
I'm sick right now. Like, I didn't even want to talk about that coming into the discussion. You know what?
All right, man. I'm going to be nice. Let's get back to the football. The next matchup, the Falcons, the no longer undefeated Falcons, going up against the Cardinals. Which bird do you want this week, man? How you want your bird served up?
I'm taking the Falcons again, man. Listen,
I'm taking them too, man. I'm gonna put some Cardinal out on the grill, man, because they got the food straight up.
Like if you're a better, I would definitely take the Falcons for the rest of the season. Like if you bet on football games, take the Falcons for the rest of the season. Like they've been undefeated up until last week. You gotta take them. They're easy shoo-in. Now let's talk about the next teams. The Buccaneers at the Panthers. Now, any team that goes up against the Panthers, you
hey,
should
is it wrong
take
that. The word Panthers just make me go.
Just like how when I say Cam, everything gets silent.
Oh man, dog, you already know Buccaneers, dog. Do you even have to ask?
Yeah, you definitely gotta take the Bucks in that situation.
I mean, no dissing to my Panthers fans, but yo,
y'all gotta get rid of Cam. Say, nah, I ain't. That's like, give us the Panthers old line and the Eagles might be undefeated, man. I don't know.
Hey, you never know, man. You never know. So, yeah. The next matchup is the Browns at the Cowboys. Who you got?
I got the Cowboys, man.
I got them boys, too, man. Let's get it.
I know I can't, you know, go against these fanboy votes, so I got to go with the Cowboys, man. I know I hate them to death. They're in my division, but it's what it is. Now, this game right here is probably going to be one of the divisional head-ups of the week. The Eagles at the rest of the game. You know what I'm saying? We going down Washington. Hopefully we can do what we need to do. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we come out with the win. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Nick Foles comes out. You know what I'm saying? Let's Big stay on his concussion route. We'll talk about that later. We just need a win, man. Like, we need every game for the rest of the season. It's that. And we can't lose no more games and we have no hopes of the playoffs.
It's kind of the same way with my Lions, dog. Like, it really is.
Real rap.
So, I mean, I'm going with the Eagles, man. Why not?
All right. Cool. Jets at the Rams. Who you got?
Man, Jets was looking ugly last week, but I'm going to go with the Jets, man.
I'm going with the Rams. You got the shot.
Do what you do, man. Bengals at the Chiefs. Who you got?
I got the Bengals, man. At the showing that they put on New York, I got to go with them.
Same here, man. I'm right there with you. Bengals all the way.
All right. Jaguars at Texans. Do we even have to say anything?
Easy money, baby. Texans all day, every day.
Yes, sir. Text for me as well. Saints at Raiders. Saints.
Saints.
Who that?
Saints.
Who that? All right, moving on. Chargers at the Broncos. We've seen this matchup.
Everybody know, man. Phil has been getting his arse whipped, man. And yep. Peyton Manning is just going, you know, come through and just pee all over his helmet this week, man. So, yeah, I'm going with the Bronco boys.
I'm going with them as well. I already seen them catch a W against them early in the season. So, I guess we're going to have to see the same thing. Now, Colts at Patriots. It's one of those games you got to think about. Psych!
You're right. I'm like, is you losing it? Is you drawing?
No,
I'm going with the Patriots, man.
That's a shot at Wiser right there. Trying to make me feel a little bit better for them Colts. But yeah, we both going with the Pats. Now, Ravens at Steelers.
This is the game, dog. Who you going with?
I'm going
Ravens
with the Steelers,
or
man.
Steelers?
I got to go with Roethlisberger, man. I got to go with him. I got
going
to.
Hey, I'm gonna go against the grain. I'm gonna go with the Ravens.
All right. Now, the game of the week.
Game of the week, baby.
Bears at the 49ers. 49ers at home. Bears got Cutler. Who you got?
Don't forget, they also got the wide receiver.
Yeah, that too. But who you going with?
You like, fuck that nigga.
Yeah, well, not even that. Like, I don't want to make it a Mr. Me Too type situation right here, but I just want to know who you got, man. Who you got?
I'm going with the 49ers, man. I'm sorry, dog. Like, Cutler, y'all been doing what y'all do, but like I told you, man, you in the same division as my Lions. I want you to take another L, so I'm going with the 49ers.
So basically what you saying is you've been on that meth. Is that safe to say?
Are you saying that you didn't see the Bears lose last week?
But I'm saying, though, this is one of their games that they got it. This the get back. You know what I'm saying? It's the get back.
Did you just not hear me say that my Lions need to win against Green Bay this week, and I need for them Bears to lose this week? So you damn right. I'm picking the 49ers, and I hope they win.
Real right, I'm talk. Going with the Bears, man.
I don't know what else you want me to say.
I'm going with the Bears, man. I got to go with the Bears, man.
Just do what you do. It's hunting season, man. And I'm thinking I'm going to shoot me some bear the next week, man. Like, real talk.
Hey, boo-boo, let me get another pig in that basket. All right, well, let's jump into our first topic of the sports segment. Will firing Mike Brown solve the Lakers' problem?
I mean, he's gone. And I feel like my boy was telling me earlier this week, they've been planning to fire this nigga for weeks, man. This ain't some shit that they just did out of the blue. They knew already that Mike Brown was going to get that deuce chucked at him. And that's exactly what happened. But here's the thing. A lot of people was on Twitter crying about, oh my God, look the way they did him. He's a brother. How you going to do the black coach like that, man? How you going to do the homie like that? Let me pause that for a second by saying this man coached 5 games for the Lakers this year and collected $11 million. You mad, bro? You mad. McCarter, would you be mad, bro?
Damn. 11 mil? 5 games?
Would you be mad, bro? Like, you coached 5 games and collected $11 million. Would you be mad, bro?
11 mil? Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Yo, I wish I was Mike Brown. I'm about to cut my hair off.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fire me, Lakers. Fire me.
11 mil and 5 games.
God damn. Fire me. Cut the check. It was nice. It was nice. I coached Kobe for a season, you know?
Yeah. I got a little bit of what I need.
Made it to the Western Conference Finals. We lost, but you know.
It is what it is. But the next thing we need to talk about, D'Antoni, Phil Jackson, that situation.
I really thought it was going to be Phil, bro. I don't know what you thought. I thought Phil was coming back. Everything was pointing to Phil returning.
Same here. They knew that Phil Jackson said that if his agent and the Lakers were able to come to a deal that he was going to be on there, but he genuinely thought that the Lakers were going to pick him up and they didn't. For some reason, how should any Lakers fan or just a genuine fan of basketball not want Phil Jackson as your head coach? No matter what team you're on. Like, I feel as though the way he should feel is like, oh, so that's what you want to do? Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Chicago, do a couple things at the trade deadline, and then we go into the chip. You know what I'm saying? Like,
if Phil end up signing somewhere else, dog, that'll be the biggest mistake the Lakers ever made. Real talk. And you talking about having a pissed off Kobe? I mean, Kobe is cool if Phil is not in the game. Right. But if Phil is coaching on the other side of on the other team, Kobe ain't gonna be happy about that.
Nah,
especially if D'Antoni and they are not doing what Kobe wanted him to do. Because let's not get it twisted. The Lakers is Kobe's team. I don't care what nobody say, man. I don't care Dwight, Nash, whoever. It's Kobe's squad.
Yeah, it's Kobe's squad until he leaves. Like, it might be Kobe's squad after he leaves. Like you already know how players go when they retire. They become TV analysts. I believe that Kobe will become part of the Lakers organization.
Whether anybody likes it or not. Like, I'm really curious. Like, I don't know, man. What do you see? I can't see Kobe doing nothing than playing ball, man. Like, yeah. I mean, it's just weird. I can't picture Kobe rocking the suit, being on my TV like Barkley. I don't know, man. I can't see him out there on the sideline coaching nobody. Like, I really don't know, man. Kobe is one of them dudes where, you know, he's not going to be forgotten. He might go to the Jordan path, not to say that he's going to do the Jordan, but I could see Kobe trying to own a team, you know?
Yeah, he going to have enough money to do it, so.
Yeah, easy money, dog.
He could definitely take a stake in any team. But,
no question.
But D'Antoni, I can't believe they really picked D'Antoni, though. Like, that.
Yeah. Ain't either. But hey, man, it's gonna be pick and roll heaven out there in LA,
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, I think that's what the Lakers wanted. I think Nash got a little bit of say so in that pickup. I think he said, listen, if you want us to win, go with the pick and roll.
Exactly.
Go to offense.
Like, exactly, man. And here's my question. Who you think is gonna eat more? Dwight Howard or Paul Gasol? Who you think gonna be eating the best?
Paul.
I think so too, man. Man, he gonna be on that lobster. He gonna be on that lobster and steak every night, man.
Yeah, because the way that Steve Nash works, he works with the bounce pass. Now, Dwight Howard touch isn't as finesse as Paul Gasol's, Paul, in an instant, can catch a bounce pass, dish it, catch a bounce pass, lay it up, catch a bounce pass, dunk it, catch a bounce pass, jump shot. Like, Paul can do all of that. Dwight, on the other hand, he might catch a bounce pass and then, like, stumble. It might hit his knee. Or, like, you know, like, or he needs to catch.
He got bad knees.
Yeah, like, he need to catch straight chest passes or lobs. And I don't think Steve Nash is that type of point guard to give him lob after lob after lob. He's not CP3. Nash is nowhere near CP3. You know what I'm saying? Even though, of course, Nash is a great passer, don't get me wrong, but that's not the type of offense that Nash runs. He comes off the pick, has open space, and he has the clear path and know that that bounce pass is going to hit that precise position every time. So it's better to throw the bounce pass because nobody thinks it's coming. You feel me? Everybody hands is up. Nobody hands is down. So the bounce pass is going to get over there every single time, probably 92% of the time. So the way I see it, the bounce pass is going to rule. Paul is going to be the guy that Nash goes to on a day-to-day.
I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
All right. Now, with that, that's the end of that topic. Let's move on to the next topic. Now, this topic right here, I don't know, I already forgot how to say this guy's name. But
Sue. That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. All
right.
Sue. Y'all know y'all hear the chants. D-Town, baby. My boy, right. Dominican Sue.
All right. Now, he's been voted the NFL's dirtiest player for the second year in a row. Is that fair to an NFL player?
The funny thing is that it's a player's vote. It's not like it's the fans. It's not like it's coaches. It's the players.
So
what are your thoughts when you hear NFL's dirtiest player? What goes through your mind?
Like the dude that don't hit the showers at the end of the game?
You got to wash your ass.
Nah, the nigga with the crusty butt cheeks, huh?
I'm not talking about your whole ass. I'm talking about your ass hole. You'd be surprised at pollution that can be found in an area the size of a dime.
I just that dude that'd be like, oh no, y'all, I'ma go talk to the reporters for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? And then just come and grab all this stuff in his duffel bag and roll. Like, he'll hit the shower, like, he coming, he be like, yes, man, I had a nice little conversation with the shorty that worked over at ESPN, right? But yeah, you know, we're gonna hit the wing spot after this. Mind you, everybody getting dressed and fly, but he's still in his football gear. He's still in his cleats. He's trying so hard not to get that style.
Yeah, he ain't even took his jersey off yet.
He's like, nah, man, I gotta let it marinate.
You can let your armpits go a couple of days, maybe. But not your ass.
Nah, man, but the NFL dirtiest player, I just think of somebody that kind of bends the rules to get things done and knows when and when not to cross that line. Like, take it for instance, Sue, like you said that he's one of those guys, like he can injure a quarterback with no problem, but he'll make it look like it was
Talking about niggas injuring quarterbacks, how about the niggas that did the motherfucking kid and play after they took out Roethlisberger?
Hey, that'd be.
That's boss, dog, nigga. Them niggas on the middle of the field. Only in football can you bust out the fucking kid and play and not get a flag thrown your way, dog. I love it.
I know. It's crazy because I wish basketball was like that. Like, you can't taunt a player on a basketball court.
Hey, you remember 2 years ago when you couldn't even say nothing? Like, they was teeing niggas up for just looking at the ref with an exaggerated look. That's the craziest ever, yo, man.
I swear, Rasheed Wallace was the most known player for even, he better not even cut his eye at a referee.
That nigga used to catch the technical just coming in the game. They like, oh, is Rasheed playing tonight? All right, automatic check, man. He started the game with a foul. Real talk, man.
Yeah, but that's a crazy player's vote. For them to say that he's the dirtiest player, but I do remember, you know, when he, who did he take out? I think he took out Cutler, right? I think he slammed him or something like that.
Yeah. That was when they got in a little tussle, whatever. Cutler was feeling a little way about it. But man, my whole thing is when it comes to the dirtiest player, I feel like if it's coming from the player's perspective, they think this is the dirtiest dude. I feel like that's the most feared guy. I don't feel like Sue is like, oh my God, I was just voted the most dirtiest player. Look at my reputation take a hit. Sue is like, yeah, I got y'all motherfuckers shook. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all niggas is scared of me, B. Like, I bet you 9 times out of 10, the quarterbacks is the main niggas that was hitting that vote. Like, yo, man, because they know he going to take their head off. He going to pop their top. Yeah, and if I'm Sue, I'm loving it. Paul be the dirtiest player.
Yeah, I think what that little tournament is right there is, yo, hey, ref, look that guy over there. Watch him.
Exactly. That's all that is. That's all that is. That's just, like, pointing at him, man. You know what I'm saying? Yo, so if I'm Sue, you know, I'm breaking out, showing y'all I ain't got the fucking doo-doo draws like Debo, and I'm just out here knocking niggas' heads off when they say hike.
All right. Well, that's the end of the topic, ladies and gentlemen. Now, moving to a brand new topic, a brand new sport that we haven't ever even talked about on SGM Podcast. We're actually going to talk about the UFC a little bit lightly today.
The UFC. That shit put me to sleep.
I ain't seen a good fight in about 2-3 years. I mean, what happened to, like, the UFC used to be my shit.
I
can't remember the last UFC event that I was excited about.
You ain't like, watching Anderson Silva, that's what that is.
Man.
You ain't watching a white guy.
It's not even no point no more. They claim, well, let's talk about what we're going to talk about before we jump into that, man, because I don't want to get off topic. What are we talking about this time around in the UFC?
We talking about UFC 154, St. Pierre versus Condit. It's going to be November 17th, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 7 Pacific Time. For all you people that's on Central Time, Jay, tell them what it is.
Shit, I don't know. I ain't on Central.
I think
Central is an hour ahead of us, or an hour ahead of the East Coast. I'm on your time, nigga. Like, what you thought?
Well, hey, listen, for all you Central Time people, look it up.
Look that shit up, dog.
But basically, we're talking about a guy that went 22-2, and we're talking about another guy that went 28-5. Now, we're talking about a guy that loves submissions and takedowns. We're talking about another guy that just lives by the submissions. Now, the thing with me is, St. Pierre is real athletic. He may be a small guy at 5'11", but he's well-rounded and disciplined. So he's the type of guy that, you know, if you even slip for a second, he's going to take you down and put you in something nice. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be easy submission for him, an easy one for the night, and just call it a day. On the other side, you got Condit, where he can definitely strike. He can definitely submit, and his endurance is at a high level. He can take a lot of beating. He can take a long 5-round fights with no problem. So this is one of those fights where you're like, are they going to string it along? Is it going to be action in the beginning, or is it going to be a tactical fight? So with me personally, I can't wait to see it. How do you feel about it?
Honestly, dog, I'm not really checking for it. Like, to be honest, man, like, I don't know. I feel like I'm spoiled from UFC of the old days where it was just always big names. Like, I mean, I can't even tell you the undercard in this fight is shit. I don't care who them niggas is. And only thing that matters is the main event. Like, back in the day, like, the last three fights used to all be popping. Like, every fight almost could have been a headliner, but like now, I mean, I'm really not checking for it. I feel like this fight is going to go all the way, like a lot of fights have been. I mean, I haven't really been seeing too many good knockouts, you know, from the main people. So, like you said, I think this is, if it doesn't go all the way, it's going 4 rounds at least, I feel.
Alright, well, with me personally, the thing is with the UFC now, everybody's getting into the UFC. Boxing, is dead. Boxing without Floyd Mayweather and guys like that, boxing is dead. You know what I'm saying? You think the UFC is dead. Oh my God. Look up boxing matches. Look up Showtime.
Nah, I don't think the UFC is dead. I just think the UFC is boring.
Nah,
I mean,
I don't know.
It's like, just, maybe they're not putting out as many stars or.
No, it's just that it's oversaturated now. Now, when you look at people that's on the undercard, the reason that you think these guys aren't known is because you haven't been caught up with the UFC.
Yeah, because I stopped watching.
Exactly. Like, so most of these guys that are on cards, a lot of these guys like these people. You know, excuse me, but the thing is, the undercards you look at be like, oh, that's a bullshit fight. I don't even know who that guy is. But really, to them, like, all right, let's take the card under that, right? You got a guy that's 20-5, and another guy
you
that's 13.
You have to say their names because I don't even.
All right,
know.
You got Martin.
Keeping it 100. I'm keeping it 100 with you and the folks listening, yo. All
right. So you got Johnny Hendricks and Martin Campman. They're the undercard right under the St. Pierre fight. Now, okay. Martin is 20-5. Hendricks is 13-1. Now, these are small guys at 170 at the same class as St. Pierre and them, but you may think that they're not known guys, but really, they be going in. You know what I'm saying? So the thing is with the UFC, you really got to watch like Fuel TV. You got to watch Spike. You got to, you know what I'm saying? You really got to keep up because these guys just don't fight on pay-per-view. You know what I'm saying? Like a lot of these guys get their matches on regular scheduled programs. So like with me personally, what I do is I try to catch all the live streams I can. I try to watch the MMA joint on Spike. You know what I'm saying? Late in the night. You know what I'm saying? Catch up on all the news and stuff like that. So when big fights do come out, I do know what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, the last fight that I've seen was, when Anderson won by punches, but he gave the boy a knee to the chest. You know what I'm saying? Like, he recently won both his fights like that. You know what I'm saying? He was fighting a dude, gave him a knee to the chest, and then just beat him down with punches. Like, yo, Anderson Silva is amazing. Like,
do you think the super fight is gonna happen? GSP versus Silva?
I'm not sure because Silva just went up in weight. So, I'm not really sure.
But I heard he don't wanna go up in weight again though.
Yeah, but, you know, you never know, man. Silva's getting older. So, you know, the thing is he's gonna have to be booking fights after fights after fights. After getting injured, and stuff like that, coming back from the injury fighting, then going up in weight off an injury is like, wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's putting a lot of stress on his body. So I really want to see that because the guy he fought recently, he said he's never been down. You know what I'm saying? Silva went up in weight. But you got to understand, Silva is still the faster fighter. You know what I'm saying? Still more tactical, still faster and agile. So when Silva put him down, everybody was like, oh, like so many people lost money thinking that it was going to be a draw. It was going to be a decision. And this came out to be a knockout in favor of Silva. So I was like, damn. Thank God
yeah,
I ain't.
That was unexpected.
Exactly. So the way I see it, man, St. Pierre, I got St. Pierre in this one over Condit. It is what it is.
But, same here.
You know what I'm saying? I do got a quick message for you guys as listening to this SGN podcast. If you want to see the fight and you ain't got that chicken, you know what I'm saying, you can follow at SGM underscore podcast on Twitter. If you follow us and then just add us and X for a link or whatever, we'll be able to DM it to you. We can't tweet it out because,
we
you know.
Got you.
Yeah, we got you. You know what I'm saying? Just hit us up. You know what I'm saying? That's all. But that's
it. Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah, that's
it. So we're going to wrap up that sports segment, yeah. Man. This is the thing. We always want to know what y'all feedback is. So this is our questions for the sports segment. Hit us up, leave a voicemail, and let us know. Do y'all think D'Antoni was the right fit? Why y'all think they didn't pick Phil on the Lakers? Let us know who you think gonna win that fight, St. Pierre versus Condit. And if you want to talk about what the NFL's dirtiest player means to you, all you gotta do is call this number, 313-744-3766. Now let's get into some music, y'all. This next track, Kendrick Lamar featuring the homie J. Cole, The Jig Is Up.
Drive past guns, blast, shooting up the charts too. Me KDOT, put D&D inside my suit. Walk inside the label, struck a match and then I'm
niggas that thought that good kid gon' flop, or I might go pop, or your bitch won't drop. Knees when my shit drop. Y'all too infatuated with them fucking numbers, which make it easy for me to divide and conquer. I come from Compton, we ain't have it all. Smokers pacing inside the cafeteria hall, and I'm putting fear in you all. See your skeleton shaking, jump out your body, you Ricky Bobby until you're naked. Y'all pray to God this week I be putting up bombs. I pray to God this beat is good enough for Sean. If not J. Cole, your shit is trash. Well, at least my opinion just made everyone laugh. This is where we at, I guess it's entertainment. I guess this is speculation making the classic came with. If I ain't have the patience, I'll probably self-destruct. Real people want real music, the jig is up.
Your worst fear is confirmed. We love as you crash and burn. The real is back, K-Dot, it's your turn. Take your victory lap. King Cole, salute and cop his own.
can't catch you.
As the sky is falling, the wind is calling. Stand for something to die in the morning. The city hailed King Kendrick Lamar. The world hailed King Kendrick Lamar.
And now we dumping out the roof. Drive past guns, blast, shooting up the charts too. Me KDOT, put DNT inside my suit. Walk inside the label, struck a match and then I blew. Now we dumping out the roof. Drive past guns, blast, shooting up the charts too. Me KDOT, put DNT inside my suit. Walk inside the label, struck a match and then I blew. This is my life and I look at it like it's my last. And I'm looking right past the future as I reminisce on my past. And I don't even think how I used to, my mind is on rocket blast. And I don't even drink like I used to, and I don't even smoke, so you know this natural flow is for users that wanna go to rehab. Looking at the coat that he had, matter of fact, that followers bother them, but I won't say my bad. See, I just lay in the cut, watch the product stack up. Motherfucker, what? See, now we dumping out the roof.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time to talk about games. This is the game segment of the SGM podcast. I wanted to know if you guys were ready because we have a little bit of info this week. Now,
hey, but hold up, Carter. Before we get into that, one quick thing, though. I want to give a big shout out to one of our listeners, the homegirl, Sherry's Joy. Y'all know if y'all listen to the last podcast that we did, we was talking about Black Ops 2 and Halo 4. And yeah, I was dissing on Halo 4 crazy. Sherry hit me up and was like, yo, why you dissing on Halo 4 so much, man? This is the thing. Sherry came back. She wrote an entire post on Black Ops 2 and Halo 4, man. If y'all want to show her some love, you can check that out. I feature her post on my website, upthenumber4discussion.org. So I just wanted to give her a big up. She a big supporter of SGM. So I just wanted to let y'all know, when y'all show us love, we show y'all love, man. So let's get into it. What are we going to be talking about this week, Carter?
The first topic to me got to be Grand Theft Auto 5, right?
Yes, sir.
Now, in the recent days that just passed, Grand Theft Auto just released a new trailer. Now, I know a lot of people have been waiting on news, pictures, trailers, info, news, trailers, pictures. Like, it seems like Rockstar does not want to give up the cookie. Like, no matter how...
They never do, though, man.
Yo, no matter how you think about it, you just got to think like this. Okay, Rockstar is coming out with a new game. Let me mark it in my calendar. I don't even want to know nothing about the game. I'll just figure it out when I get it. Because if you have any type of anticipation...
You know what Rockstar is, right? Rockstar is that fine-ass chick that act like she going to give you the coup, but all she going to do... is work her palms, B. That's it. That's all she gonna do for you, man. She'll give you a little bit. You might get one off, but you're not gonna get the cool. You're not gonna touch the cool, sniff the cool, nothing.
Yo, it's crazy, man. But did you see the trailer? Cause I saw it probably about 3 or 4 times. I had to keep rewatching it.
I saw it, sir. I saw it.
You know what I'm saying? I watched it in 360. I watched 480. I watched it in 720p. I even rendered a version for myself for 1080. Like, I was drawn.
I'm embarrassed to say how I watched it, so we just gonna rock off with how you watched it.
Alright, well, since you just watched it from your cell phone, it's cool. We ain't gonna worry
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. You knew that. You knew that before I even said that. Yes.
But so far, Grand Theft Auto 5 is looking good. I've watched a couple of regular Dave 2975 videos on YouTube, and he actually gave me a little bit of info on what type of setup they're gonna have this year. It's not just gonna be one character, you know, of being like some type of lackey. Like, you know, in all of Grand Theft Autos, you're always doing missions for some guy. You know what I'm saying? You're a bum. You in the streets. You got to build your rep up. You still don't even become the head honcho at the end of the game. You end up killing somebody else. Like, it always gets crazy. But this year, I heard that you can be any 3 players at any specific time.
Yes, like, sir. You can be, it's like a movie, son.
Exactly. Like, you can be the top dog. You can be the black bull. You can be I wouldn't say redneck, but more like enforcer type dude.
Meth head. That's how we, you know, describe that type of person in the population. Meth hat.
All right, or meth head, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying? You could be any type of those characters at any given time you want, so you don't have to just be one person. I kind of like that. You know what I'm saying? The sorry thing about it is, I know for a fact that this is going to be one of those games that everybody will be using in the YouTube community. Because the way that a lot of people make their videos.
Hey, and big ups to the homeboy Azure Effect, man. Cause yo, he started that whole shit, dog. Like, yeah. I don't care what nobody say, man. Like, Azur started the storylines behind the videos and niggas just ran with that shit. I mean, niggas doing some creative shit with it, but yo, big ups to the homie Azur, man.
Yeah, but definitely, this is definitely going to be one of those games where a guy is definitely going to make a crazy storyline out of this game, because it's not just one character. You don't have to subject yourself to having, you know, brown skin fingers while you driving to the game, but you have a Caucasian my player or something like that. This time you can, like, this is real rap. Like, you can be anybody you want to be. The storylines are going to be great. You can even take action scenes from the game. Like, you can record the whole time you're playing Grand Theft Auto and take cut scenes and make it look like you're on your way to the game. You're doing something else. You're going out on a date. You can do so much with the game. That's why when I get it, I'm going to think about it if I want to do it. You know, usually the way I make my 2K videos, I just make straight basketball. You know what I'm saying? I know guys really didn't come there to see me and take a check out to dinner before the week before the game and all of that. So what I do is I just do straight basketball. But if I ask the fans, do they want it, and they say, yeah, I might throw them a couple of drinks like that. But for now, me, myself, Grand Theft Auto 5 is going to be one of those games where, man, I would actually pick up my console and take it inside my son's room, right outside of my bedroom. I would tell my girl, tell my son, like, listen, look, I'm going to be locked away for about a day. I don't want no food. I don't want no drink.
This man said a day. No food.
No food, no drink, man. I'm going to end up playing this whole game, recording all of it. My Mac will probably run out of storage space and everything. Like, I would just be going in. You know what I'm saying? Like, GTA has always been one of those games where you just can't stop playing it. You know, it's like NBA 2K13 Blacktop. When I'm playing Blacktop, and I'll say, yo, I'm going to play 5 games real quick, get a little bit of VC, and then go chill, turn my system off. 5 games turn into 25 games. That's just how 2K is. When you play GTA, you think you're going to do about 3 missions? Brother, please. You going to sit up there and do about 30 missions. You going to be probably 45% into the game already, because you know it's going to show you the percentages when you're done. You're like, damn, 23%? Nah, I need more, I need to, finish it. Like, that's just how that game has always been for me. Grand Theft Auto has always been an outlet for me to, because I like storyline games. You know, I want to know what's next. You know what I'm saying? I want to know, if I snipe this dude head off, am I going to end up a billionaire, or if I choose not to kill him, am I going to be in the slums? You know what I'm saying? Like, I love Grand Theft Auto and how they have different scenarios for different options in the game. Like, GTA 4 was a beast-ass game. Like, when you choose certain situations and it'll take you down a different path is crazy. Like, I can't wait to get the game.
Dog, I'm sitting over here on pins and needles just listening to you talk and trying not to cut you off, dog, because my God, dog. The choir is singing over here for me, man, because everything that you're saying, I can totally relate, man. I've been a fan of GTA. It's been my favorite game. I used to play it when it was a top-down joint, man. How many people played GTA when it was top-down, man? I'm talking GTA 2 on the PlayStation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But nah, man, I am hella excited for this game.
And you go splat.
Hell yeah, dog. That was the shit, man. But now, like, this is the thing. I really enjoyed GTA 4 when I got it. I loved it. But it kind of, you know, became a little mundane for me. You know, I did get, I can't remember what that first pack was where you was a biker. But I didn't get no other add-on packs. But I'm really excited about GTA 5, man. I really like the fact that they going with the trifecta, dog. We get to have 3 different characters. That's new. That's the thing you gotta love and respect about GTA and Rockstar Games, man. They always looking to, you know, break the mold. They always trying to be a innovator, man. They never trying to be chasing behind people, man. 2K Sports, take notice, man, because y'all don't want to become mundane. You gotta be innovative like Rockstar. They keep bringing it to us brand new and fresh. And I think having 3 characters that you can simultaneously and just whenever you want, just jump in between different characters, that's amazing, dog. They all 3 different. You got a young dude, you got an old dude, and you got a fucking meth head. I mean, that is freaking amazing. And the fact that I heard you can do not just solo missions now, but they saying you could do the solo missions, you could do tag team missions where maybe it's just 2 of the dudes and you can switch between them, or you got the big joint. All 3 guys in the same mission at the same time, and you could pick between which dude you want to play as, man. I think that's crazy. After watching the trailers, the cars look fucking sick, man. I was looking at the cars like, damn, dog, I can't wait to drive that. Can't wait to steal that shit. So, yeah, man, I'm hella excited about it. I can't wait till they start showing off some of the guns, man, because you know they always bring crazy guns, crazy explosives. So, yeah, man, I'm excited about GTA 5, man. No question.
Okay, okay. Are you good? Because that felt
I'm good, man. I'm good, all right. Woosah.
All right, well, I guess that's the end of the GTA 5 details. Let's move into another gaming topic. A game that just was recently released not too long ago, a few days ago, actually. Let's talk about Black Ops 2. Now, me, myself, I've been a fan of Call of Duty ever since Modern Warfare 2. I've never had World at War. I've never had any of the other ones. I had Modern Warfare 2. I had Black Ops, the first edition, and I had Modern Warfare 3. Now, as a fan of Call of Duty, the game kind of gets repetitive. I will say it till this day, the best Call of Duty that I have ever played has been Modern Warfare 2. And the simple fact that, like, yo, for some reason,
that's one, man.
I thought that Modern Warfare 3 was going to take the cake and be better, but it really wasn't. You feel me? And Black Ops, no lie, I loved, you know, putting out my napalm, calling out my dogs, calling out the chopper gunner, doing all of that craziness. That was beast. Don't get me wrong, that was beast, but it's just something was up with Black Ops, and I figured out what it was. It was the hit detection. I never got over me having to shoot a guy more than 5 times to kill him. I've never gotten over that. So. Yeah. In Black Ops 2, I have watched almost every video that has been released in my sub box for Black Ops 2. No lie, I have watched every single one in my sub box. Now, everybody is praising the game. Everybody's saying, this is a need to get game. You guys gotta get it. It's beastly. It's
hey, Carter. Yeah. 1 million.
1 million?
That's you know what that mean, right? You know what that mean, right?
Nah. Enlighten me, sir.
1 million units moved on opening day.
Wow.
1 million.
So a lot of people hated Modern Warfare 3 that bad.
1 million, dog.
That's what's up. That is crazy. That is crazy. But the best thing I can say, that if people say that Black Ops 2 is great and it's beastly and it's a need to get game, I'ma holler at you guys in a month.
Yes.
If you guys are saying the same thing in a month, I will get the game. Right now, you're not gonna get me. I got the hardened edition of Modern Warfare 3 because everybody said it was gonna be a beastly game. Now, ask me where my Modern Warfare 3 is right now, Jay.
Skew? Meaning that shit is all broken up into pieces after you shooted it out?
Nah, actually, it may still be on the shelves at a GameStop right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I had to give it back, man. I don't get me wrong. I kept the box it came in. I kept the cool case. I kept the little pamphlets and all that stuff that came with the hardened edition. But the game itself is at GameStop. I'm sorry, I couldn't do it. You know what I'm saying? It was either that or, you know what I'm saying, not even look at 2K13. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I just went with that. Said, look, I'm trading this shit in. I'm gonna get a little couple dollars to my 2K, you know what I'm saying? Cause I grabbed 2 copies. I grabbed one for Xbox and one for PS3. People think you rich out here, man, but when it come down to it, you know what I'm saying? You gotta get these 2 games for being 20. Hey, $20, $30 will help. Real rare.
You right. You are so right, man. Hey, when it comes to talking about Modern Warfare 3, I think I can sum up my Modern Warfare 3 experience. For everybody that listened to the last episode, y'all gonna know what I mean. If you don't, go back and listen to the last episode. Carter, I believe that I played Halo 3 more than I played Modern Warfare 3.
I'm done.
We done with that segment?
Yeah, we done with games. Jay, take him into the song, please.
Oh, yeah, man. This track right here, the new joint by my man Fabulous, For the Love.
It's for the people that
do it. Would you do it for the love?
I mean, do it for real, though.
Would you do it for the love?
Yeah. Could've left a long time ago. Fuck it, where I'ma go? A brother back in the house. Could've let Obama go. Do it cause you love a nigga. Advice from my mama go. Those who just follow green, they the first kind of go. Being broke ain't a joke. I'm too comical.
Seven digits, nigga. Two commas, ho. Make your first million and don't make it your last. Don't come if you ain't ready, don't try to make it too fast. You can't learn shit if you never make it to class. You can't just recycle what should be placed in the trash. I started wanting more money and a Stacy Dash. A car that costs a house and a place to crash. Pull a hammer like a camera, you don't wanna face the flash. Cause you lose one of your sons and it's no replacing Nash. Let the faces you show be the same faces you stash. It's more where that came from. Y'all know where I came from. It's all about that boy that called me Poppy. So I'ma keep making that paper. Copy. You squares can never stop me. Y'all triangles to play me. Two lines for you fuck boys. Pause that, now play me. Right from where I left off, let's get back to that real shit. That sit back, just chill shit. Whip packs that I kill shit. I chit chat about trill shit. Spit that hot feel shit. I give you four bars and be a Kit Kat or some real shit. Who fucking with me? I mean besides your bitch. I Devo your hoe, you niggas should hide your bitch. Like the chain reds grandmama gave him. I got a thing for women. I like them misbehaving.
Like that.
You know, like bad. Mike bad, so I'ma check him when I see him. Nike ad, cause in his life things come and go like fads. And I'm not one who favors using words like had. I'm into having shit, turning dreams to average shit. Bringing your trophy to the club, Dallas Maverick shit.
Nice.
I came from first of the month money, yeah. To waking up whenever I want money.
Nice.
I chase paper, I hunt money. Make 50 racks at 3 p.m. and call it lunch money.
Nice.
Nigga, your stunt money is blunt money. Your boo only got a text back once from me. And that was what the fuck you want from me. But I know what the fuck she want from me. Yeah, 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 yeah. You ain't got a front from me, I know what you want from me, I know we all want the money, only right you get into it. Question I come to you with is would you do it for the love? 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 Or would you do it for the love?
Hey,
would you do it for the love?
Hey,
would you do it for the love? Would you do it for the love? Would you do it for the love?
Year, what's going on, everybody? We back. It's time for the music segment of the SGM podcast. It's time to talk about a little touchy subject. We're here to talk about news. Now, I know a lot of people, when we jump into the music segment, we have the cash pass and things of that nature. We always try to come up with little tricky topics. We were actually going to talk about the top 10 vixens in a video vixen game, but we really don't know the top 10 shorties. So if you do know 10 of the baddest shorties on a video vixen tip right now, leave it at our voicemail, 313-744-3766, and we'll actually do that topic next week. But for this week...
Hey, Carter, I think we gotta kind of put a little disclaimer there.
Okay.
We don't want to get a voicemail of y'all beating off to the top 10 vixens. We want you to leave us names, not ooh-ah fucking sounds, okay? just want to put that out there. Just want... Because that will get no airplay on this fucking show. I promise you.
Alright, well, look. Well, who we gonna talk about today is The Game. Now.
Oh, him again. Him again, right? He was on the show like 2 weeks ago, right?
Yeah, for the beat for Shine. But this time, we're gonna talk about The Game saying that Rick Ross is interested in him signing to the Maybach Music Group. So, could you guys ever think that somebody like The Game would be signed to MMG? Like, me is mind-boggling because, all right, The Game on his last album, right? It was his last album for the 5-album contract that he had with Interscope, right? So it's like, he's basically a free agent. Like, he was like, you know, how should I say, what free agent went somewhere else? It's like LeBron in the Miami situation, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hold up, I thought you said The Game.
No, I'm trying to, you know, give him a little bit.
No, I'm saying, did you really just compare The Game to LeBron James?
Yeah, you're right.
I'm sorry, Carter. Come on, son.
Look, I'm just trying to use a little bit of basketball analogy that they know,
though. I understand the type of analogy that you're trying to give to the people, but duh. Like, The Game, LeBron, no.
Oh, man.
I can't co-sign that, Carter. I'm sorry.
All right, man, but look. What I will say is, he said that Rick Ross was interested in him signing with MMG, and that he'd been in contact with Cash Money. Now, we all know that Cash Money Records and Maybach Music Group are like the top two labels in the South right now. Like, they doing it so big. You know what I'm saying? We know already.
You know what? I think he would be a perfect fit at Cash Money. You know why? Because we never know when anybody outside of Wayne and Drake drops an album. So Game would typically go unnoticed, as he has been.
Mm. Yeah, but the thing is with the Game, he's a good rapper, but he just, like, nobody's really feeling that West Coast Bang Bang no more. Like, everybody feeling Kendrick Lamar. Like, if Game was able to get, like, Game, don't get me wrong, is very lyrical, but he name drops a lot.
He do.
You know what I'm saying? And the name dropping just gets old after a while. Like, how many times you gonna say, I got two dogs named Biggie and Pop? Like, you can't be out here just name dropping everybody, because you already know what's gonna happen. On his next album, yeah, you know, I'm telling the story like Kendrick, or, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, his name dropping is just, it gets out of control. So, like, don't get me wrong, his album.
And I mean, the thing with him is, he will name drop anybody.
Anybody, it don't matter. Like, he'll name drop me. Like, I'm a nobody. Like, he will name drop me. He'd be like, yeah, I was on 2K last night playing, like, iPod. I'm like, what? Like, that line gonna go over everybody head. Like, they gonna be like, what? iPod? I thought that's what listening to. Like, I'd be like, oh, I get it. He was playing 2K while listening to the iPod. You gotta get the lyrics down.
Go to Rap Genius.
That thing's gonna say it. Like, come on, man. But to me personally, I can believe it, because people want money. And don't get me wrong, Game has the West Coast. Like, no matter who he is, whatever he's done in his career, no doubt about it, when Game drops an album, the West Coast is going to support it. You know what I'm saying? Now, the East Coast, on the other hand, if he get on songs with Meek, Drake, stuff like that, and start getting outsourced, like people like Future and 2 Chainz and stuff like that, he gets a little buzz. Of course he can go platinum. It ain't going.
Yeah, because I mean, people know his name.
Yeah,
it's just that we can't associate his name with anything that we've heard, because, like you said, he's stuck to his roots, man. He's, you know, pretty much released music to and for the West Coast.
Exactly.
And it's like, until he makes that transition or cross that border or whatever you want to call it, you know, people not really gonna be checking for it, man. He might move a few units. But like I said, man, it seems like if you want to get your money Game popping off, you need to be a part of MMG.
Yeah.
Or good music.
All right. Well, do you have any last thoughts on that subject?
Nah, man. I mean, it'll be interesting to see what happened, man. I would love to have a Game album that I could listen to as much as I listen to Documentary. So my homie Game, if you listening to this, bring some hot shit, please. Thanks.
Please and thank you. With that being said, we're going to move on to our
like
last
segment. Like mama taught me.
We're going to talk about the Cash and Pass for this week. Now, we're going to actually leave a nice little song at the end of this podcast. Jay will talk about that later. But the Cash or Pass for this week will be Neo's latest album entitled Red. Now, me personally, I can't remember what Red stands for. Jay, do you know?
Oh, nah, I was about to hit you with that. Is it Red or R-E-D? Because, like, nowadays, you really don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, so many people come out with so many different albums. They try to self-entitle them. They try to make them a tricky title. Like, I'm really not sure what the name of
it. I still can't tell you what the Mad and Kendrick Lamar's Mad City shit mean.
Wow.
It had a meaning to it. I don't remember.
All right, well, for now, we're just going to put R-E-D. That's cool?
Yeah, that's cool with me.
All right. Well, from your experience of listening to the album for a couple times, what do you think about the album?
Okay. Now, like y'all know, last week I told y'all I didn't really listen to the Meek. I decided to get on my Grizzly for y'all this week. I did listen to the Neo, listened to it 2 to 3 times the whole way through, deluxe edition. And this is what I got to say, man. I'm going to take y'all through each cut. Is that
he downloaded
cool?
It. He downloaded it. He downloaded it.
Yeah, of course I did. I mean, Carter, you telling them things that they already know, bro. Like, come on, son. We already discussed last week. We download, we listen, and then we decide whether we going to cash or pass. That's the way it works. You know? And I mean, like I said, if you feel a certain way about piracy, there's this thing called YouTube. You can do Google searches, YouTube, whatever. And you can listen to these songs without having to feel icky. For me, I don't feel icky. I listened to the entire deluxe edition, and I'm gonna take y'all through it. Point blank, period. He on some Usher shit, but he didn't go all the way Usher. Like, if you heard Usher's last joint, you know he went hella techno, man. He ain't really make music for the States. Like, that shit is popping overseas. And Neo, he did that with the last half of his album. Cause I'm listening to the album, I'm grooving, I'm like, yeah, I like this track cool, this track aight, I ain't really feeling that. And then, soon as he got to that song, with the homeboy, fucking Tim McGraw, yes, this nigga has Tim McGraw on this album, son. That is when the album just goes down fucking hill. From track 9 on down, it's a done deal.
I can understand
that. For me personally. It's only one song that sticks out, and it's part of the deluxe edition, and it's not even a part of, you know, the main 13 tracks, that I'd be like, okay, I'm digging that again. But nah, from 9 to 13, I'm good. I don't have to listen to that. Cause that's the techno yeah. part of the album, man. It's the techno joint.
Yeah, it's about how you feel as a listener. Like, if you can grasp
exactly
the concept of not like techno party type music where, you know, you jumping up and down, fist pumping, stuff like that. You know, like,
it's all about your mood, man.
Yeah, exactly. Like, me personally, when I was at work, I was listening to the album, and I'm like, you know, as soon as Lazy Love come on, you like, damn, like, this joint gonna be all that. And like you said, you was listening, alright, that was alright, this was alright, this was alright. Then as soon as you get down to the techno, you're like, should I be bouncing off the wall? Or, like, you know, like me, I was in the break room, and I was literally tapping my foot and, like, not bobbing my head, but like, like, you know, like, just going in like Ron Burgundy and them, like, what was that movie with him and the bull? What is that,
Anchorman?
No. The movie with him and, it's an older movie. Will Ferrell and the other boy. You know,
Old School?
Yeah, nah, not Old School. They was in the car bobbing their head to the side.
A Night at Roxbury.
Yeah, Oh,
I will never fucking remember that, but yeah.
Oh my God.
Yes, that is exactly what the tail end of this album is, dog. Like, real talk.
Exactly. And if you can relate to that movie and you think it's hilarious, and you actually kind of grasp some of the beats. Like me, I'm a music guy. Like, I love listening to music. I can listen to all types of music. I can even listen to country and get something out of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I listen to everything. So when I was listening to him, like, all right, it's still Neo, but it's more Usher, like you said. And I'm like, all right, but he didn't go off the deep end like Usher.
Nah. Like, Usher was, I was like, what the fuck am I listening to, dog?
Like, Usher was like,
I'm like, what is going on, dog? Like,
are you here to that? I'm like,
I ain't know what happened. I'm like, is this Usher? Like, who the fuck?
Yeah, that, like, these kind of albums, I think, seriously, these are going to be the new R&B albums of this era.
Man, I'm telling you, these albums aren't targeted for the U.S., man.
This is
what's popping over in Europe and Asia, dog.
Exactly, but this is the thing, though. If you think about it, they know for a fact piracy in the U.S. is at an all-time high. But in the U.K., over there in Asia, like, they don't do that. They don't, you know what I'm saying? Even laws are set where it's a real felony. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you compute, like, some dude said he was from the U.K. and he was trying to download something off, like, Kick-Ass Torrents. Mm-hmm. And it was like, no-go. Like, no. You know what I'm saying? People in Canada, they got it. They got it the best. You know what I'm saying? Canada, I think they on, like, you can do it, but up to a certain extent or something like that. But it's a lot of places out here where you can't do it. Like, your computer won't even let you log on to the website. If you found out a website from America.
Oh, it's like when you at work and they got certain sites exactly, blocked
like,
out.
Exactly,
like,
certain
like,
sites
like, yeah,
out.
You do not have access to this mofo.
Yeah, it's like when these guys are and girls are making these albums, like, you can't even call it R&B anymore. You gotta call it pop, period. You're a pop artist. It's just like Nicki Minaj's latest album. You thought she was a gritty rapper, you know what I'm saying? But now, most of her whole album was pop. Because when she go on tour overseas, she got what it takes to live. And everybody knows that if you go overseas and you do a tour or you're doing an album, you get the euro is more than a dollar right now. You know what I'm saying? So you gotta get it how you live. People is in the game to make money. And if you know how to make money, you know that you got to go overseas with it, period.
Yep.
So myself,
With the Neo, let's do this. Like, we haven't done this before, but what are your top tracks on this joint?
It's going to have to be the first track, Cracks and Mr. Perfect.
Okay.
All right, let's put it like this. The first five tracks are my favorite, and then 6, 7, and 8 is like the joints where you're like, all right, well, I can listen to these joints and be like on my own, because, you know what I'm saying? Number 7 is Be The One. Number 6 is the joint with Wiz. And sound like Wiz is cool, but like Wiz shouldn't be on an R&B album. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the Stress Reliever joint. Then the joint with Tim McGraw. From there on, it's like, come on, yo. Why?
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? Me, myself, this is what I'm going to say. Ladies, it's definitely a cash for you, because it's a lot of women out there, no matter if you from the hood, you know what I'm saying? Prissy, uptight, Orange County type. You know what I'm saying? This is an album for you, because he has those songs where a woman pours her heart out in the song. He has those songs where women think about loving their man. And then he has those songs for women when they go out to the club. That's what they want to listen to. No matter even if the album sounds like it's for the UK, some of these songs in the second half of this album are for women. You know what I'm saying? Women like Jersey Shore type chicks, like they go out there and fist pump, like this is what they do. You know what I'm saying? No matter how we look at it, you think, all right, I go to a club in Philly, right? My main thing is I get on the wall, shorty shaking the ass on me. You know what I'm saying? And nowadays you go to a club, you got a group of chicks, maybe 4 or 5 of them, and they all fist pumping together, doing their thing. When their songs come on, that's just how it is. You know what I'm saying? That's just how it be. But fellas, I'm gonna tell you to pass on this album, because it ain't like a Trey Songz album that you can listen to. It ain't like Chapter 4. You know what I'm saying? It ain't an album you could bang in the hood, driving down the street, and every chick break her neck to look.
Nah,
at
man, whip. This is not something you want to be banging in your whip, dog.
Exactly.
This is the shit where if two niggas is in the car listening to this album, yeah,
you have to question the gangster.
I don't even have to finish that sentence, dog. Like. That's it. That's all I got to say, man. But the tracks that I was digging, like, this is the thing, though, because this is why Carter told y'all that this album is going to be cash for the ladies, because, Carter, you was like, you dug 1 through 5. Like, out of 1 through 5, I thought all of those tracks was cool, but the one I really liked the most was Cracks and Mr. Perfect, and I was really on the fence with that Let Me Love You. That song really depended on my mood. Cause the first time I listened to it, I was like, I am not fucksing with this. And then the next time, I guess it was later on in the day, and I was kind of like, okay, I can kind of rock with this. So here's the thing, though. You said 6 through the rest of the album was kind of, you know, just okay.
6 through 8 was okay. And then 9 on was like, wow.
Yeah. Got you. 6, I'm with you. With Wiz Khalifa, is alright. You know what I'm saying? He ain't really doing his thug thizzle on that joint. I really did like 7 and 8. Like, 7 and 8, I was digging. Like, Cracks and Mr. Perfect and 7 and 8 were the two songs that I really liked on this album. Like, not including the deluxe edition. And like you said, after track 9, I was just like, I'm only listening to this because I want to give my SGM listeners the full benefit of the doubt of this album. And I'm like, nah, man. Here are my notes from fucking 9 on. Pass, pass, pass. That shit hella techno. Pass. It's techno shit. Like.
Oh my god. Yo, he said pass, pass, pass. Pass, that shit hella techno.
I promise you not, man. But yo, I dug the deluxe tracks. 14 right. and 15, if you get that deluxe joint. I was digging that, yo.
What about 16 and 17?
Oh yeah, 16 and 17, they was cool. They was cool. Like, it wasn't like, you know, it was kind of like the album. It was like, the half of the shit is dope, and then the other half, I'm just like, alright.
Yeah, I can feel that. So both of us basically feeling what the other person is saying. Ladies, cash. Fellas, pass.
Exactly.
This is the first time we've done this. You know that? This is the first time we've actually divided.
That's because it's R&B. Like, all the other shit was rap, man. It really didn't. you know, it didn't really qualify as ladies would rock with it and fellas wouldn't.
Yeah, understood.
All right, well. But nah, man, this has been another great episode of SGM, man. Carter, what you want to say to the people before we get up out of here?
Please make sure that you guys leave us legit voicemails. Remember, 313-744-3766. When you leave us a voicemail, don't leave us your number for a callback. Leave your thoughts, because we will put it inside our next podcast. And all the topics that we've went over, those are the topics that you need to be leaving your voicemails about. You can make your voicemail as long as you want. You don't got to make it 10 seconds. You don't got to make it 30 seconds. If you got some detail, we can actually break up your voicemail for different parts of the segment. So,
oh yeah, and just to give them a heads up, the Google voicemail limit is 3 minutes. So don't be surprised if a female start cutting you off if you run a little long. She gonna be like, excuse me, I'm gonna need you to hang up and try that shit again. Yeah, she's done that to me before. So yeah, just be prepared if you are long-winded.
All right, do you have any final outtakes?
Man, only thing I want to say is I really appreciate the support, man. Y'all doing y'all thug thizzle, man. We cracked the top 10 on Podomatic last week. Our top spot so far, number 6, you know, and it's only because of y'all, man. Y'all showing us love, y'all listening, y'all downloading, and I just want to say thank you. Like Carter said, please don't be shy. Hit the voicemail hotline. Of course, we gonna keep it jokey when we get y'all on the show, but don't be scared. It's all love, it's all fun, and we know y'all support us, and we support y'all, because y'all family, man. So here's the thing. Show us love on iTunes, man. Y'all subscribing on iTunes. Now we need y'all to leave some 5-star reviews. Ain't that right, Carter?
Yes, sir.
That's right, man. We want to be topped on iTunes. And the only way you could do that is if you got the 5-star rating. So leave us 5-star ratings, man. And follow us on Twitter at @SGM_podcast, y'all. And until next time, man, this is your man Jay, my homeboy Carter.
Yep.
And we're going to catch up with y'all later. This last track is from the homie Neo, my favorite song off of the album. Well, not really, because it's a deluxe track. But this is Fabulous, Diddy, and Neo. Should be you. Until next time, y'all. Deuces!
As I watch her sleep, all that I can think, she's beautiful, but she's not you. Love for just a night, then out of my life. Damn, why can't I do this right? When you told me you wanted to leave, I pretended it didn't hurt me. But as I lay here, I can hardly breathe. Laying next to she, when in reality, it's true.
Action. Feeling drained from all these private planes I'm catching. Willing to trade all the flashy chains and flashing for a night back of us exchanging pain and passion. Romances, kinda like the phantom doors we used to ride. Cause it's trying to open up, it's like suicide. God teaches lessons every day. You was all I needed, like meth and Mary J. The sun don't shine forever. Anytime that we fall, that just means we just climb together. Guess we avoided what we could've went through. That don't change the fact that it should've been real.
Should be.